Please, all of you, stand. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I wonder what happened during those middle 30 years, the time between last Sunday and today, between when the Magi wandered into the house of toddler Jesus and the time when the heavens were opened and the voice of God beckoned. I wonder about Jesus, who he thought he was and what he wanted to be. Did he dream of going to the stars? Did he want to be a carpenter like his dad or a fisherman like his favorite uncle? I made that part up. Did he believe those stories about that his mother Mary must have told him about the smelly shepherds and the singing angels? Or did he doubt himself and, like any teenager does with angst in his soul, wonder who he was and what he was called to do? What did Jesus say when asked, "Who are you?" What do you say when the inevitable arises? So tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you? When I'm asked, well, I'm a wife, a mother, a pastor. And if I'm feeling particularly self-revelatory, I'm often cranky and very self-critical. And I love to hug babies and most of my parishioners. That was kind of funny. I didn't mean to say most. I meant all of my parishioners. I doubt and I question and I can be quite judgmental, and I loved being surprised by the beauty and kindness of those around me. Who am I? Well, I guess I'm just me. Maybe that's what Jesus thought too, that he was just a common child, certainly a faithful young man, but nothing special, just someone living his life. That is, until he found himself swimming under the waters of the Jordan and coming up sputtering and breathless, saw the heavens opened and a voice declare, "Who are you, Jesus? You are my Son, my Beloved. In you I find delight." And in that moment, everything changed. Because he no longer had to wonder who he was. He no longer had to wonder if all those stories were true. God spoke, and his heart was changed. And from that moment on, he knew who he was, a beloved child of God. He knew what he was called to do, to proclaim the kingdom of God, to announce this new reality that had come into the world. And it was through those muddy waters of the Jordan where Jesus was propelled into his ministry in the world. One where the sick were healed, the prisoners freed, the lonely and the outcast brought into community. One where he would continually reveal the heart of God to his disciples, to those that followed him, to each one of us. It was through those waters where he discovered exactly who he was. A beloved child of God. And it's through those waters where your identity is found as well. For through the waters, we die to all those things that we think make us who we are. All these selves we try to present to the world, spouse, parent, child, student, troublemaker, scholar. All these traits that we think define us, kind, patient, cranky, grouchy, lazy. All these things are drowned in the waters. And when you come up sputtering and breathless, these words resound from the heavens. You are my child, my beloved. In you I find delight. In you. Not only in your neighbor or your daughter or your grandmother, not only in those that seem saintly or have it put together, but you. Can you hear that? Can you let all that chatter in your head that doubts these words quiet? Can you soak it in? You are my child, God says. You are my beloved. In you I find delight. And now, as a baptized, beloved child of God, you are, as Pastor Dan Erlander says, someone who lives wet in the world. Through these waters, you are now propelled to go into the world to worship our triune God, to serve those in need, to hope in the future, to see Christ in every person, to forgive, to create, to dream, to love. And although baptism happens only once, living out of those waters, remembering that baptism happens daily. Martin Luther once said that nothing could overwhelm him, nothing could defeat him, nothing could conquer him, for in that moment he would splash water on his face and shout, "I am baptized," because there was no greater power than the water and the word. Remembering our baptism into Jesus Christ and into Jesus' new way of living, we are able to daily confess with St. Paul, "I have already been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." So remember, when the rivers threaten to overwhelm you, when the fires rage around you, when you're spending hours waiting for your child outside of a school in lockdown, when your heart is breaking and your soul is empty and your body failing, sprinkle water on your forehead and declare, "I am baptized. I am a beloved child of God." Amen.